the entrance and exit to that property. That's some of the concerns we had. And there were some concerns Corey had.
Yeah, my concern, and you're right, was we had fundamentally changed the permit, or I guess the content of this application. We said we put stipulations on, and it felt like we were just a second planning and zoning board. We weren't a board of appeals, which were supposed to be deciding if the original appeal was, or the original application was, had an error. I don't know that we could do that when we changed and put stipulation on it. That was my concern. So does that, once they're denied a permit, they can never apply for that again, or is the possibility if they make those changes could go through the planning and zoning process again?
They'd have to change a plan, because the process is planning, zoning, board of adjustment, rehearing. If it's not reheard, then it's done. And then the rehearing, if it's reheard, and then that's the last case on that project. It would have to change.
It would have to change. So I think that we had put stipulations on saying there were changes here. I mean, if you were to adopt those and reapply with those changes, that would go through that process again?
I'd have to look at what changes that he made to make that decision.
And so it sounds like, my understanding is, if there were changes to the original application, he could resubmit the original, or a new application with changes.
Yes.
That would go through the process over. So it doesn't completely close the door.
Right. Yeah, this one was a little bit different. This was the first project we brought up last time. The second project was approved, which is on the same street, and those stipulations weren't taken into account. The stipulations had to do with crossing the dam of the lake, and these lots are where that blue square is, coming up through the yellow ones right there. So that's where those lots were, and the stipulations were to maintain the road over the dam, which in the next application we determined wasn't a traffic flow for this, and it changed, and they voted for the three lots on the left of Sunrise Cove, just behind the grocery store. They approved those.
That, in my opinion, it seemed like, because that was the very first one, the hang-up we had was all based on something that's truly irrelevant to what he was applying for to begin with.
Correct.
We got all hung up on the dam, and this location had nothing to do with the dam. So I would agree with Steve in that argument that by the time we got to that last one that's over on Sunrise Cove, the dam wasn't even a conversation anymore, and it's closer to the dam than that one was. So in my opinion, there's probably a fair chance that it probably deserves to be reheard.
Any other comments?
Yeah, I do have one. The concern in the neighborhood was the traffic that they would have increased in the neighborhood accessing these properties. And it was stated that all these projects, which these two are on that side of the lake or that side of the dam, would increase traffic flow through the neighborhood, because traffic would go down T Highway through the neighborhood, back across the dam, and then access those. That didn't seem right to me. People are going to access that off 76. Yeah. Particularly, and I added a stipulation in the motion that he could, in advertising, they're going to be nightly rentals. You've got to get those people's attention some way. So include in the ad for the nightly rental, access it via 76. Just give them directions to get there.
And that was the stipulation, I think, that threw the third member off.
Now, I stipulated also to assuage the community that they should improve the road across the dam. That increases the value to everyone, as I see it, because you own 40 lots in that subdivision that you're going to develop, hopefully, you think,
right,
sometime.
And I didn't disagree with you on improving
everybody.
It, but the problem was that was changing the application.
But,
including improving it and the...
But our bylaws allow that.
I think so. I think
in our Board of Adjustment bylaws, we can stipulate new criteria for development. It's written in our regulations.
Yeah, I think I've read that.
We can add regulations. We can change
what
we think we need to make it applicable for the community. Everyone needs to get along. Now, as I understand this, for the rehearing, it requires new information that wasn't presented the first time.
That's one way.
That's the way I read it.
Well, that's one way. That's why I initially read it, too. But I met with the attorney. And the other way is that any aggrieved party that's in the first hearing has the ability to ask for a rehearing request showing, what's the wording, Howard?
Substantial injustice?
Yeah, substantial injustice in that. The new evidence comes into play that if I'm in the audience and I know something that hasn't been presented, I can come forward to the board and say, hey, I was there or I listened to it and I know this and it was not presented to the board. That needs to be reheard so I can present this to the board. So there's two ways for them to ask for a rehearing. It's just, if they're aggrieved by the decision, they can ask, as long as they're sitting in the previous meeting. And then the new evidence, I mean, anybody sitting in the audience, if they're not even aggrieved, but they have some new evidence, they can present it and ask.
If they've been in the prior meeting.
Well, even the way I understood it, if they just...
That's not the way
it's written. Yeah, they have to be in the prior meeting, but have new evidence. So they might not be aggrieved by the decision, but they might know something.
But that's the county's attorney's opinion.
Yes, he and I, because I read it just like you did. I know, I read it just like you did.
His interpretation is different than the written.
He said there's two, that's why you have those two paragraphs, A and B.
Again, we're not here to decide or make a final decision. The objective tonight is there enough information brought before us to consider rehearing that? And if anyone would feel either A, that it is the case, that would make a motion to approve a rehearing, or that feels that there's not enough information that's been presented not to approve the reconsideration request, is really our objective this evening.
And I don't feel that there's anything new presented. I think we've got exactly the same situation. And I would make a motion to deny the rehearing.
So we've got a motion to deny. Do we have a second?
I would second that motion to deny. I think just personal viewpoint is I'm not sure. I think 30,000 feet, we're trying to address the, is this still compatible? And we're trying to put stipulations on it to try and make it more compatible. Again, I think the right process is probably to start over with the new application with those in there.
Any other discussion? So the motion on the floor is to deny the reconsideration request. So all those in favor of the denial, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
So, Scott, it's 3-4 and 2 against not rehearing the case presented.
Okay.
So
the only avenue for this case is civil court.
Correct.
Yeah, it's run the course.
And or work the process through, I guess.
Well, just start with a new application with planning.
Yeah.
That's different.
Okay, thank you.
So that's the first one. The second one that we've got is 19-03A, reconsideration request, JMS Property LLC appeal, Planning Commission decision on February 11th, denying Division 3 permit 18-42, seeking nightly rental use for six duplexes located on Sunset Cove, Branson.
Again, Steve Creedon. Basically same things. They were adding a stipulation, which I don't think was clear by all the members that it could be added. But it is nightly rental duplexes. I don't know if you said that part, but it's basically all the same stuff, so.
Yeah. So it to me, the conversation we just had before is very similar on this situation
identical
here. So is there any further discussion before a motion's made? Anyone want to make a motion to either approve or deny the reconsideration request?
I'd make a motion to deny reconsideration.
Okay, we've
second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor of denying the reconsideration request, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I guess I would vote for it because in the last one I wasn't here to
okay
see that, so I would be in favor of hearing it. But.
Okay. So that one was 4-1. Scott, you got that?
Thanks again.
Okay, that's two down. Next one we've got is 19-05A, reconsideration requests, SMBZ LLC appeal planning commission decision on February 11th, 2019, denying Division 3 permit 18-41, seeking to develop Woodbridge Estates into a two-unit multifamily subdivision located on Woodbridge Estates Drive and Jamie Court, Branson.
I guess that's me, yeah.
Steve Creedon here for the Woodbridge case. Basically same things. Not all the members were here. We do feel that it is very much residential and compatible. And they're saying it's not compatible. And to me, duplexes are compatible with residential, just as mobile homes are compatible with single-family homes.
But in each one of them, he had the opportunity to postpone and
right
come to
absolutely.
Correct. But everybody
and
was here.
Scott?
Except two members.
Is there a
oh, I'm sorry.
So, just in discussion of this one, so some scenarios that we had some issues with this one is looking at, you know, Steve provided a traffic flow analysis and some different things, but still we were concerned with the compatibility of the traffic flow. The roads are very narrow. There's not any shoulders, really. And when you look at it there, I mean, there's no other route in there other than to go through other subdivisions. And so that South Fork Road just isn't a very good road. And so the concern we had with it was the amount of additional traffic that would come in and out of there if we did duplexes versus single family homes.
Doubles the density.
It went from 181 cars a day on the report to 221. I believe is what it was. Yep.
So again, from your perspective, you've listed that all the board members weren't here as part of why that you're mm-hmm requesting the rehearing. Is there, did I miss something?
There's not specifically
new?
Like something new that wasn't, you know, something we really understood. We just thought it was the next process in this step.
Okay.
You know, so.
But there was an opportunity to rehear it.
Or to postpone it.
Yeah. There was an opportunity to not postpone it, yeah.
To postpone it.
Right.
Whenever all the board members were here.
Right. There was probably 100 people here and three board members. The room was full, so, you know, we chose to, you know, go ahead and hear it because they're all here, we're here, and.
Yeah, you have the right to do that.
Right.
So. Different location. Somewhat of the same circumstances from a rehearing standpoint. Do we have a motion to either approve the reconsideration request or deny the reconsideration request?
Again, I'd move to deny the rehearing request.
Got a motion on the floor?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion further? No? Okay, all those in favor of denying the reconsideration request, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye.